It's the Agribusiness Report. Guest today with the Illinois Corn Growers, Phil Feuer. Before that, though, Mark Brown, Plains Cotton Growers, on cotton.
With their marketing specialists, look at what the economists within Extension are talking about, and look at opportunities to think about either being involved in a marketing pool or even perhaps locking in some prices. And I'm not talking about the entirety of the crop, but you could lock in a percentage, and then just keep in mind that that doesn't hold you to that price, but it does put a floor underneath at least a portion of your crop. And so I think that that is something that the marketing people talked about at our last meeting. I think so, something that is certainly worth consideration.
It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and today we're joined by Phil Feuer. Phil is an Illinois corn producer with the Illinois Corn Growers. Hey, Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, a little background about you. I imagine since I said you're with the Illinois Corn Growers, you probably grow a little bit of corn. Tell me about your operation and where it is.
I'm a sixth-generation family farmer. We raise corn and soybeans pretty close to the Mississippi River in western Illinois. So that's been my business. That's my family's business, and hopefully my kids can take over that business someday.
Now, you're not in Illinois right now. I think you're probably in Texas right now. Am I safe to assume that?
That's correct. That's correct. There was quite a few corn producers from across the nation that made a short trip down to the Dallas area today for a fairly large announcement.
Now, there was somebody else there from Washington, D.C., Andrew Ferguson, chairman of the Federal Trade Commission. Tell me about this event and why the get-together.
Well, the announcement was a little bit unknown, but there's a group of us that have been working closely together across corn-growing states, examining our profitability. And as most people know, growing crops and farming has not been the most profitable venture in the last few years. And our bottom line is really sacrificial. While we're trying to remain profitable, we're looking at all our inputs. And the one thing that really jumps out at us is the price of fertilizer. And we've watched it in the last 5 to 10 years just continue to go up and up and up while our profitability has gone down and down. A lot of farmers broke even last year. Some farmers just had a tough time making ends meet, but we've continued to watch those fertilizer bills get larger and larger. And we think it was time to have this looked at. The industry just isn't reacting like it used to. We used to watch the prices of grains and oil seeds go down, and we saw the price of fertilizer go down accordingly. In the last 5 years, it's worked just the opposite. Grain prices have gotten lower, and fertilizer prices have continued to get higher and higher.
I'm going to read this simply to make sure that I get this said correctly, but this is Chairman Ferguson, who said that I'm announcing that on my order, the commission some time ago commenced a major industry-wide investigation into the precipitous rise of fertilizer prices in this country, which has affected so many of our nation's farmers. And with that, he said, these continued price increases are not something our nation, much less our farmers, can continue to ignore. Again, this isn't something, though, that happened overnight. How long have you seen this coming, if you will? If this is a train coming down the track, has it been coming for a while?
I think the start of it was pre-COVID. So the 2019-2020 era, there were a lot of things that happened that affected every industry then. First, it was COVID. Then we had the Ukraine-Russian conflict, which is still dragging on. We've seen tariffs, import tariffs that has affected some products. Now we have the Iranian conflict that just happened. All this happened prior to that, but it's just been building and building. But there's been a lot of other things that have gone on. A lot of prices have gone up and came back down and recovered, and the fertilizer prices just continue to remain high. Grain prices have gone up and gone down, and they've stayed down, and we just can't afford this input price where it's at. Additionally, we've seen the fertilizer industry or players within the fertilizer industry lobby the Trade Commission to place countervailing duties on imported products, imported fertilizer products from other countries, essentially locked out any foreign competition. So there's just a lack of competition in this industry right now, and we're very thankful that the Chairman Ferguson has came down here and launched this investigation. We think it's very timely, and we really want to see this play out, and hopefully we can offer some fairness in this industry.
Phil Fuhrer is with the Illinois Corn Growers, and this is the Agribusiness Report.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688.
There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Our guest today, Phil Fuhrer, with the Illinois Corn Growers in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex after meeting with the Federal Trade Commission. I'm just kind of wondering, Phil, are there any solutions here?
You know, we've been talking about this off and on for several years. We need to eliminate any countervailing duties on imported fertilizer. Obviously, there isn't enough domestic fertilizer or certain types of fertilizer to fulfill all of our demands. So if we could lift the countervailing duties on imported phosphates, that would be a good place to start. Just creating a business environment that was fair, that priced their products according to their production with a small profit, and that's acceptable in any business model. We just need to get to a playing field that's prices products fair. Products that we can afford to pay that coincide with the prices of our commodities.
For anybody who is in ag, they already understand this, I'm sure, because many of them are living through this or have been living through this. But in your operation, Western Illinois, what kind of increases have you seen on the fertilizer? And are we at a point where this is breaking? It's breaking producers and operations?
I can honestly say in the last 6 years, I've seen the price of fertilizer double in some cases. I've seen nitrogen prices double. I've seen phosphate prices double. It's just not acceptable at these levels. A a lot of farmers have had to cut back or not apply at all, and the price still remains high. It just doesn't seem to reflect the principles of a supply and demand economy.
I think maybe the final thing here is, and I'm looking at a press release on Chapter 12 bankruptcy filings, Arkansas up 100%, 33 filings, most in the state in the 21st century, Georgia up 145%, Iowa 220% higher, the Midwest region leading all regions, Southeast is the second highest. So obviously we know this is leading or at least contributing to breaking some operations. So what can we do? I mean, obviously you were there, you had a voice, you could do that, but what do producers need to be doing? Is there a call to action?
I think we just need producers to come forward and tell their story. Tell the story to their elected officials. Let them know what's happening in this industry. Obviously, we know farming has not been profitable, and it continues to get worse. But when you look at the corporate earnings of some of these fertilizer manufacturers, they're at record levels, and they've been at record levels for the last 2, 3, 4 years. So obviously, they're making a lot of money, and we're not making any money. So there's got to be a win-win situation, and we just want a level playing field that we can make a profit with.
Well, Phil, any final thoughts here before we wrap up?
I'd just like to say that all of our organizations are very grateful to Chairman Ferguson for launching this investigation. At least it's a step in the right direction, no matter where it goes. At least we know that the government has our back, and they're trying to do something to look out for our interest. And you know, we're just all very grateful that he could come here and sit down with us and have this discussion. And it's long overdue, and we just appreciate everything that they're starting.
Again, Phil Fuhrer is with the Illinois Corn Growers from an event in Texas. I'm Tony St. James. It's the Agribusiness Report.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at deltapine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Let's talk about logos. What's the value of a good mark? Well, when it comes to the seal of cotton, it's pretty big. Introduced in 1973, the seal of cotton trademark has planted itself in consumers' headspaces. In fact, 94% of consumers say the seal helps them easily identify cotton products. 85% say they associate the seal with softness, comfort, and durability. 40 years of cotton research and promotion really adds up. You grow the cotton? The Cotton Research Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Well, the chairman of the Federal Trade Commission is Andrew Ferguson, talking about the fertilizer issue.
The consolidation that led us to today's conditions was not inevitable. As chairman, I take seriously my mandate to block anti-competitive mergers that threaten our most critical industries and to challenge the pernicious conduct that tends to proliferate when past enforcers refrained from blocking bad deals that enriched today's dominant players. Under my leadership, I assure you, the FTC is prioritizing protecting you and your livelihood. If we find that anyone has broken the antitrust laws and victimized our farmers through anti-competitive behavior, I will not hesitate to act.
Says a decision, though, will come quickly.
Under the leadership of President Trump, the FTC will be working day in and day out to support our farmers and to preserve their independence, their livelihood, and their way of life. Indeed, the FTC and our partners, the Department of Agriculture, will be examining competition issues in other agriculture markets to make sure that America's farmers and the consumers that they feed reap the benefits of competition: lower prices, more innovation, and more choice. You can expect joint actions from the department and from the FTC very soon.
It's the Agribusiness Report.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
The Texas Corn Producers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit texascorn.org and become a member today.
It's the Agribusiness Report. Brad Rippey with USDA.
53% of the cotton planted nationally. 53% is the five-year average. We are running just a little ahead of last year's pace, which was exactly half of the crop planted by May 24th, 2025. We see a wide range, as we typically do, for cotton planting progress. Virtually complete now in the western states of California, 97% complete, Arizona, 96%. And then most states reporting progress that is ahead of the five-year average. A couple of states holding back that overall progress, though. In the southeast, we have seen some delays. In states like Virginia, where only 55% is planted, five-year average is 71%. Ironically, just when the rain started to fall, that slowed field work, so it may take a while to get back into the field for some of those areas that have suddenly turned wet in the southeast. Meanwhile, top producer Texas, 42% of the cotton planted, five-year average is 45%.
It's the Agribusiness Report.